Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's connect again. The Anna and Raven Show.
What if you could do something for yourself and others that didn't cost anything and had huge health benefits? Call somebody. That's it. So this probably is not going to come as a huge surprise to you, but there's a huge mental health epidemic in the United States.
Everybody's talking about it.
And they found that a majority of Americans spend less than 15 minutes a day on the phone, actually using it as a phone.
Yeah, that makes sense nowadays.
Well. Yeah. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, also 40 out of 41 people asked rather text than take a phone call. That's huge.
I feel like that's everybody nowadays.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And that 15-minute thing sounded high, too. That's a long time to spend
so
on the phone
Except
per day.
Sean put out a whimper because he's got to be on the phone all day here.
He's like, okay, fake stat.
Right. All right. But I want you guys to take out your phones really quick. Mm-hmm. All right. Go to your recent calls. Look at them. Is there anybody there, when you look at it, like in the last 5 or 6 calls, that you talked to for more than 30 seconds? And who was it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sean first.
Rachel.
Well, your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, that would make sense because
right.
it's your girlfriend.
Right.
John?
Yeah, my best friend from high school, Dan.
All right, and how long did you talk to him for?
We talked all the way on the drive home from here to my house, about 15 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
And Raven, how about you?
I mean, besides my wife, nobody that I've talked to for longer than 5-10 minutes at any time.
All right, so you're probably wondering, like, where is this
Forever.
All going? Right.
If it wasn't business, right.
And I'm just as guilty. There's two people I talk to on the phone regularly that mm-hmm. are my friends. That is it. And what they found is that when you stay connected to others, it creates feelings of belonging, being loved, cared for, and valued. And not only does it help you, but it helps the other person, too, feel all those things. And there's so many health benefits to it. It protects against serious illness and disease just by picking up a phone and talking to somebody, wild.
And, like, I thought that these phones were supposed to be giving us all kinds of horrible, like, diseases
right.
and,
no.
like, tumors and
oh,
stuff like that.
Too, but that's a different study,
right,
John.
Right, right.
Come
right.
on.
Sorry.
It's all about social interaction. And the whole thing is that if you don't have social interaction, like, I feel like it's such a joke now where, like, so excited to cancel my Friday plans. And, like, oh, I got to stay home by myself on the couch. Perfect night. But the truth of the matter is that that's not good for you. It increases your stress. It weakens your immune system. And, like, in general, it's not good for you.
Mm.
So we want to push this let's connect again. And we really, it doesn't cost anything. But what we want you to do is to call old friends. Call old family members you haven't talked to in a long time. Reach out to someone on the phone, not just a like on their Facebook page or on their Instagram reel or whatever, and actually initiate a conversation and say, how have you been? Because you never know who needs you, and you never know how much you need them until you reignite that conversation.
I mean, you also don't know what that status will be if you haven't talked to them in a while, right? Some of these things, you might have to have some unresolved conflict that you have to talk out or whatever, or, you know, something like that. I mean, it could be anything like that. If you're carrying around something, so many times you're carrying around something thinking to yourself, like, your status of one relationship might be one thing, and you could be completely off base.
Raven, how
the
many
other person
enemies
doesn't remember that.
Have you made
so many.
In your life that this is the first place you go to?
All of them, John.
I'm right there with
yeah.
him, though.
All of them.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't want to get all sad about it, but I...
Like, I could call a regular friend at any time, but mm-hmm. I'd rather call the friend that I'm, like, wondering how they are.
Seek
right?
the confrontation.
Or if they're
no,
wondering
sure.
me.
I was on Facebook earlier this morning, and I saw one of my friends, and if you're listening, Sandy, I'm talking about you, I'm sure you know, and she posted how she had lost touch with a good friend of hers about, I don't think she said like 10 years ago or something, but she had so many pictures and memories, and they unexpectedly passed away.
Hmm.
And it killed her that she had lost touch with her all these years, and nothing happened, but you know when you just kind of fought, like, you just, people just come and go
sure.
out of your lives.
Right.
So the whole point of this is to reconnect with those people. And it's good for you. It's good for them. And what does it take to make a phone call? Surprise them and make a phone call. And I'll start. I'm going to do it tomorrow this time.
Let's connect again. The Anna and Raven Show.
Let's connect again. There's so many health benefits to social interaction. And we've become this society that doesn't want to. We only text. We cancel plans, and we celebrate the fact that we do that.
When I walk into a grocery store or any store, I almost always select the self-checkout rather than talk to a person.
I mean, that's so sad. So we're trying to change that, and we're launching Let's Connect Again. All we want you to do is physically pick up the phone and call somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, an old friend, an old family member. Just check in on them. Say, hey, thinking about you, was wondering what you were up to. And we want to practice what we preach. So we're calling my friend Rachel right now, who is one of my closest friends in high school. We're friends on Facebook, Instagram, and like comment on each other's stuff. I haven't heard her voice or talked to her in easily 20 years.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
Hello.
Hi, it's Anna.
Anna who?
I know, you're so silly. I sent her a Facebook message because I didn't want to be totally creepy and weird and let her just like know that I was going to call and say hello.
She would have sent you to voicemail, right? Yeah. She would have been like, who is this calling me? She wouldn't know the number.
Yeah. So how are you, old friend?
Just kidding. Oh, my God. Hi. You know, I'm so happy you called me.
It's been way too long. And we have so many like mutual friends. And like Rachel was like one of my very best friends throughout high school. And we did everything together.
Yeah, we were cheerleaders together. That was so fun. And I was at your house all the time, basically.
Yeah.
Did you use the bidet?
No, they didn't have a bidet.
Yes, we did. We did have a bidet. You don't remember Jen Fury and all the girls lining up to get on it one day?
I totally don't remember that. Yeah. And our brothers played soccer together.
How's your brother?
Used to play soccer.
Yes, how's your brother?
Good.
He's good. And so I always see your beautiful children on social media. How are your kids?
They're good. They're just getting too big too fast. And your little one, I swear to God, looks like your sister when she was little.
She does, doesn't she? So
like,
much like
I see your sister's face and I'm like, oh my God, it's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been good. You know, just mom life and trying to keep it together.
So hold on.
Not easy.
Remind me where you went to college and what you did after school and all that kind of fun
stuff. I went to Sacred Heart University, and I was an accountant for 15 years before I had my son. And now I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Which is awesome. And I saw that you wrote that you do PTA. Is that true?
Yeah. I'm actually on the PTO this year. I might be crazy, but I'm always volunteering at the school.
You're like the complete opposite of me. I do everything I can not to make eye contact, and you just raise your hand and volunteer.
Wait, so you...
Yeah, I'm the room mom. I collect all the money. Like, it's great. I love it.
You're not at this...
I live for it.
Not in the same school, right? It's not a PTO at your daughter's school.
My kids are a little bit younger than her older one.
Yeah, we don't live in the same town anymore. I mean,
that would be rough, though, right? Like, if you had a really old friend, somebody you have a relationship with, and they're on the PTO, like, now you're pressured. Mm-hmm. Now you're pulled in.
Yeah.
Right?
Rachel used to have a white convertible car.
Nice.
And we were
in
that car,
yes,
rolling around
I
town.
Did. It was an 86 LeBaron convertible.
Wow. Yep. I remember those.
And we thought we were like hot, know what, in that car.
We were hot.
Yeah.
We were super hot
in
that car.
You were.
The word on the air.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
I loved Anna. Anna was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Me too.
Yeah. We should definitely go out to dinner and have a margarita and something and just catch up and see each other. Absolutely.
I mean, I would love to.
Yes. Well, it was so good to talk to you. I'm going to message you and I'm going to take you up on dinner and we're definitely going to do that.
Definitely.
All right. It's nice to talk to you, old friend.
You too.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.